Amazon workers launch protests on Prime Day. Thousands of workers in Amazon sites around the world are staging protests about pay and conditions as online retailer begins its annual sale. On Monday, Amazon starts offering discounts to its Prime service members. Unions say that 2,000 workers are on strike in Germany, while in the U.S., workers in Minnesota Center reportedly plan a six-hour stoppage. In the U.K., week-long protests are planned. Amazon says it offers great employment opportunities. William Stolz, a picker at a Wales warehouse in the Shakopee warehouse in Minnesota, told the BBC that the workers wanted safe, reliable jobs from Amazon. He says he has to pick an item about every 8 seconds or 332 per hour for a 10-hour day. The speeds that we have to work are very physically and mentally exhausting, in some cases leading to injuries, he said. Basically, we just want them to treat us with respect as human beings and not treat us like machines, he said. Prime Day begins on Monday, but actually lasts 48 hours. The Seattle-based retailer, founded by Jeff Bezos, says new deals will launch as often as every 5 minutes, giving shoppers plenty of reasons to come back again and again. One of the most valuable public companies in the world, making Mr. Bezos the world's richest man. Amazon ranked up total sales of $235 billion, around 188 billion euros of online sales last year. In Germany, where Amazon employs 20,000 people, labor union Verdi said more than 2,000 workers at 7 sites had gone on strike under the logo, "No more discount on our incomes." While Amazon feels bargain hunting on Prime Day with hefty discounts, employees are being deprived of a living wage, said Oren Akam, retailer specialist at Verdi. In the UK, GMB union officials handed leaflets to workers arriving at the site in Peterborough, in the East Midlands, and in the coming days, protests are expected on the other sides, such as Swansea and Rugeley in the West Midlands. Mikrik, GMB, a national officer, said Amazon workers want Jeff Bezos to know they are people, not robots. It's prime time for Amazon to get round the table with GMB and discuss ways to make the workplaces safer and to give their workers an independent voice. While GMB was not calling shoppers at boycott, Amazon, he said customers could act. "We're not calling for economic damage for Amazon," he said. "What we're asking for is people to be aware, leave feedback on Amazon." In response, Amazon said it provided great employment opportunity with excellent pay. It encouraged people to compare its operation in Shakopee with other employees in the area. In the UK, where it employs 29,500 people, a spokesperson said the company offered industry-leading pay starting at 9.5 euros per hour and was the employer of the choice of thousands of people across the UK. It said that German operations offered wages at upper end of what is paid in comparable jobs, and it was seeing very limited participation in strikes across Germany with zero operational impact and therefore no impact on customer deliveries. In total, Amazon has a global workforce of 630,000 with 300,000 in the US.